Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Because I was watching the videos last night on social media because I totally forgot that it even, like, I had no idea. And then I had to be thinking, while he's doing this for charity, which is a great thing, and you give him a ton of credit for doing that,
yep,
there's got to be a part of him that's like, oh, crap, it's here already?
Yeah, I
got to sleep out.
It was me, like, with Boomer's bike tour. I couldn't wait to help him out. You know, right. Cystic Fibro, phenomenal, and, you know, what Boomer's done, massive respect. And, you know, and we did it with Hoff and some others jumped in. But, like, for the couple of months leading up to him, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Then the morning of, I'm like, oh, God.
Right, every year.
I got to do how many miles today?
I know he loves doing it. It's great for charity, but he's got to dread the idea of sleeping outside for one night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But here's my question. So, you know, it's a very dangerous world. Like, are there police officers
around? I'm sure
around?
There's got to be
some security. I mean,
there's like a whole, you didn't see pictures at all?
I just saw a picture of him sleeping in his little night
sleeping bag.
It looks pretty nice and, like, you know, I won't say vacant, but it's like a nice area where they have people plan. It's a planned out promotion.
It is. Well, here's one more question. So, as we know, and as we've alluded to here on occasion, you know, as you get older, sometimes you got to get up, go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
What does Cash do if he's got to get up and go to the bathroom?
I mean, is he sleeping like outside of maybe an apartment that he has or something? You could just go in the apartment and use the restroom.
Do a little Gatorade bottle.
The other question I would have is, and this is legit, I really don't know, does he sleep through the night or is it just one of those, like, for a couple hours he'll be out there and do it?
Like a symbolic, like, all right, 2 hours, we sold. Oh, yeah, I know, that's a good question.
You know, maybe 2 a.m. comes around, he's like, all right, I've had enough.
I think he's digging in, and I think he's, listen, as much as, you know, we've got after Cash a little bit. He's a scrapper, man. I don't think he taps out. I think the rooster wakes up. I think that's when Cashman says, all right, time to go.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808.
The guy never sleeps, probably. This is probably when he gets the most sleep. You got to think about the job that he does. He never has an opportunity. I know the media has access for an hour, and that's it. But I think he sleeps through the whole night. By the way,
I'd like to make a joke like he sleeps through the deadline, but he really didn't.
No, he was
the non-tender deadline. Yeah, maybe. Right. But by the way, you're talking about the bike tour as being you know, not as difficult as this or whatever it is. Like, the bike tour, you actually had to train. Like, you just have to close your eyes and go to sleep.
I know, but that was the problem. I didn't train. You know,
yes.
You know, I'll tell you, this guy was surprisingly nimble on that bike.
Hoff, I was very, yes.
I did
very
really
athletic.
Well. He did. I'm not just saying that.
Hoff and nimble.
I was stopping more than him. I don't bike ride.
Dude,
it's 40 miles,
picked
bro.
The worst place all to right, stop right, the bike.
Right. We're
on this huge hill up the 59th Street Bridge, and he goes, hey, guys, I got to take a break. I go, do you see where we are right now?
Why wouldn't you just keep going and leave him behind? I don't understand.
Well, because his brother-in-law was there.
Because we were like a team, so we're trying to be together.
Yeah, we raised money. And here's the thing, though. How does my compliment of you turn into a diss of me?
Because listen.
That's a great
you
point. Did,
you finished the whole thing, which is great, but you picked a bad time to stop. You almost killed me.
I'm glad we weren't together at that point because it sounds like something I would not want to really do.
I got to tell you, man, like, again, when I woke up lamenting it, getting home from Staten Island, not easy, lamenting it. It was one of the more rewarding things that I've done recently. Like the
medal, you sign up again?
No, I'm good. One and done.
Yeah.
I'm like Zion Williamson. I'm in and I'm out.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Scott is in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Scott.
So, question for you is, do you see a scenario here? I agree with the last caller. I don't think Kafka's going to get the head job unless he just does something completely astronomically effective, whether it's winning games or developing Dart. But in the event he doesn't, can he do enough now where whoever they bring in, sees the value in keeping him on as OC, keeping Shane Tierney on as quarterback coach? And if so, does Kafka do that, you know, after being passed over to be the head coach? What
okay.
do you think?
It's a really good question. Sometimes that's come up, and it's really dumb because it's just not possible. It's just not logical. I think in this situation, it's a little more logical, but I still don't think it would happen, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it would depend on who gets the job, and Kafka would want to have to retain Mike, and then Mike would want to have to align himself with that coach. Not impossible. Like, if it's a McCarthy or a respected guy, doors open a little bit. But the other thing is, Mike Kafka is respected around the NFL. He's had interviews around the NFL. And if Dart stays healthy and they continue to run the ball and he shows some leadership and the Giants offense looks good and he quiets the noise, I think Mike Kafka is going to be back in the interview cycle for other jobs this offseason. So I wouldn't say impossible, but not likely.
I think it's time to move on for both sides. From the Giants' perspective, I'm cleaning everybody out. I would move on from Shane and all the coaches. I don't want to just, Dable's the one guy who couldn't hack it. Let's keep Joe Shane. Let's keep Kafka, and everybody wants Bowen out. Okay, let's fire Bowen, but keep everybody. I would want everybody out. And from Kafka's perspective, if I'm him, put yourself in his shoes.
Yep.
You're finally getting the opportunity that you've waited for a long time. You're coaching here the final however many games he's going to win. Okay, you're putting your resume on tape as a head coach. If you don't get the job, for whatever reason, and I would understand if he doesn't, if you don't get that job, it's time to move on and go somewhere else. It's just not going to happen here. It's not. Why would you take a you've gotten elevated to the interim head coach. Okay, see what you could do.
Yeah.
If it's not good enough in their eyes and you think you did everything you could and obviously your best shot, you're not really put up in a spot to succeed tremendously here with the way that things are. But if you feel like you've shown them enough of what you could do and they don't want you, I'd look to move on.
Okay, I see a difference.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Friendly. Depending upon who they bring in, whatever, there's variables that I describe, but you got to play chess here. And it can't be like the immediate move, like I'm pissed off that I got looked at.
You don't think he'd get another job?
I don't know.
As an offensive coordinator somewhere?
No, he probably would. Here's the thing, though. If he believes, let's just say it's McCarthy. If he believes in McCarthy, and now I'm Kafka, I would rather work another year with Dart. Okay, even though now I'm back to the OC
role. Because you're thinking one more year.
I got neighbors coming back. Hopefully Cam coming back. I got some draft equity. I got an old line that's getting better. I've got a real head coach coming in. I got a defensive coordinator, whomever that's going to be.
McCarthy's going to want his own. He's going to want to come in and call the plays, as he should. He's the head coach.
Yep, and if that's the case, then this is a waste of a conversation. I'm saying if Mike has the choice, aligning yourself with a young, talented quarterback is never dumb. That's all I'm saying.
Understood.
So
I'm just saying.
To it.
Understood. I think you got to always be open to everything, but I think he's a guy that has been elevated. He's been sitting as the offensive coordinator for a while, up and down here with the organization. And then you finally get your opportunity. You don't want to go backwards. You want to go forward. So I'm not saying a lateral move wouldn't work for him with a different organization. Say, you know what? Maybe with the Giants, just not going to work there. I'm assuming a big part of Kafka was maybe waiting out the Dable situation for this exact opportunity.
I'm sure.
And if you're getting the chance to show it, even more so maybe if he wins down the stretch, then he's got to be like, well, what more do I need to do? I've already won all these games under these circumstances, or I was definitely better than it was before. The team is in better shape now than it was before under the prior head coach. And I've already think he's shown signs that penalizing Abdul Carter. You show disciplining Abdul Carter. You should do that. Dable wasn't doing it. Kafka did it. That's a check in the right box for me. Yep. Running the football more than Dable did. Straight runs. That's a check in the right box for me. So there are already signs that if I'm Kafka, I feel pretty good about myself even through a first couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's why I use distinguish. You know, it's hard to distinguish yourself for a team that's probably not going to win a lot of games the rest of the way. So what you got to do is what Sal just said. You got to check those other boxes that Dable didn't that are going to be appealing to Giants ownership, but also the rest of the NFL. And real fast, the other thing too is, like, going, and I get it, there's ego, there's a lot of things at play here, to go back to the role that you had after being the head coach for 70 games. I'm not saying that that's easy, but if there's not a good job available, like to take a job just to take a job with a quarterback who was either trash, or even if you have a high pick and you don't like any of the young quarterbacks coming out, like maybe you don't love Mendoza, maybe you don't love Ty Simpson, maybe you don't love Dante Moore from Oregon, I don't know. That talent evaluation is subjective. So if you can't align yourself with a draft pick that you love or a guy who's already there who you believe in, then it's better to stay here, roll with Dart, and then just kind of throw the resume out there next cycle.
WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Joe is calling from Weehawken. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? First of all, BT, go Johnnies.
Yes.
I'm the most pessimistic Giants fan there is. I'm a season ticket holder. I'll be the first one to boo them off the field. But don't compare us to the Titans, okay, please. I'm betting against them every week. They lose every game by 10, 20 points, except the last couple weeks, okay? The Giants have
except the last
games.
Couple weeks. Okay, so it's not every
that's
game.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true, but they played the frig Davis Mills the last time, 2 weeks ago, okay? So whatever. But and I know what happened last night, but let's get past that for a second, okay? The Giants have lost four games by one score against superior teams with leads in the fourth quarter, okay? You look at the Chiefs last year, they went 15-2. They won every game by one score. This year, they're 5-5 just because of regression back to the mean. The Giants next year, with a little bit better coaching, can have win 10 games just with a little positive regression. I mean, Jackson Dart is more fun to watch than anything I've seen since prime Eli Manning. You have to give the team more credit. I get the 2-9. I get you want to bury us.
No. Hold on. I don't want to bury anybody. I don't want to bury anybody. The Giants stink. I'm not losing the games. The Giants are. I'm not making their record up. I didn't lose to the Saints. I didn't lose to the Saints. The Giants did. I'm not blowing the leads. Their defense did. What about that big bad defense? How's the big bad Giants defense with all those studs on defense? How've they been?
I agree with you, but KT's not playing the right spots on a consistent basis. Carter's not playing the right spots on a consistent basis. The secondary needs a lot of help.
Joe, you're clearly locked in the NFL. Give me the five worst teams in the NFL, in your opinion.
Jets, Titans, Saints who beat us, I agree. Turn the ball over five times. I'm calling it a fluke, okay?
Yeah.
I can't.
Convenient. Fluke.
Yeah. You got two more.
Convenient fluke. You're right. I'm not putting the Giants there. You're right. I can't think of two teams like quickly off the top of my head.
Browns, Raiders.
Browns, yeah, good. Browns, Raiders, good. I like that. Easily worse than the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, with an average offseason and a competent head coach, this team is winning 9-plus games next year. I got to be honest, down the stretch, you look at our schedule after the bye, we're going to win 5 games this year. I'm telling you. So I wouldn't overreact too much. Kafka's got a chance to build his resume in those last 4 games after the bye. These next 2, tough opponents, 3 out of 4 home games after the bye. I think that this team is closer than you think it is. I get the record. I get the blown games. I'm putting it all on the coaching and less on the talent.
Talk about big blue blinders on for Joe and Weehawken, and thank you for the call. Now, I'm not disputing, BT, that it can't change significantly in a year to the point of 9 wins. Okay, even that to me is not good enough for year 4. It's going to be year 5 of Joe Shane. 9 wins is something you're going to hold your hat on? Like, whoa, we did it. I'm not sure how you can watch this and think that it's close, just with a competent head coach. I don't think Dable was that bad. He deserved to get fired. I don't think some coach is going to come in and wave the magic wand or big blue pixie dust, and all of a sudden the Giants are going to be far better than everybody else. The way the NFL is set up, yeah, you should be more competitive next year. I heard the same thing. Joe Weehawk was probably saying the same thing coming into this year, that the Giants are going to be good. Then why are they 2-9? And why are they one of the worst teams definitively in the league? I don't know what's going to happen next year. Nobody does. But right now, they are definitively one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I would bet on them to come back next year better. But you got to prove it. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. I don't know who they're going to hire either. So, I mean, I wouldn't bet much at this point. But I think I believe in their talent a little bit more than you do. But what does it mean?
Well, better.
You are 2-9 at this point. Excuse me. The other thing, too, we talked about the Tennessee Titans, like, if you, even the Raiders, even the Jets, I mean, the Jets could have beat the Steelers week one. They could have beat the Tampa Bay Bucs on the block punt. I mean, all these things they could have done, they didn't do them. But the Titans, they lost by one score at Denver. And the Titans, I think the Titans really are the worst team in football. But they lost by one score at Denver. They lost by one score to the Chargers. They lost by 3 points the last game against the Texans, who are this resurgent outfit at this point. So I would say this. There's two types of, this is why I feel more favorably about the Giants next year than not. There's bad situations with quarterbacks, and there's bad situations without them. It might take Tennessee another 10 years to get out of that hellhole, whatever they created with Cam Ward and that dopiness. I would bet on Cam Ward being the real deal more than not.
Jackson Dart.
Thank you. Yeah. Cam Ward's a scrub.
Yeah.
So when he's a stiff. Yeah. So when you have somebody like Dart, much like with the Pats with Drake May, now you throw in the upgraded coaching, a little draft pick here, neighbors coming back, scattered. Like, there are visible signs for me to feel good about the Giants next year. Joe, I hear you. I'm not all the way with you, but I hear you.
Since 2013 season, so I'm just going to give you the total win. Since the 2013 season, 7-6-6-11, McAdoofus, 3-5-4-6-4-9, Brian Dable, coach of the year, 6-3-2. So I'm sorry if you don't know who the general manager is going to be. You don't know who the head coach is going to be. There's an unfortunately uncertain situation going on with the health of the owner. I can't just sit here and confidently say Giants are going to win 9 games next year. And even then, is that really good enough?
Well, I mean, probably not. I mean, it depends. I'd have to see the losses, and I'd have to see the wins. So, no, I think it's more,
you know,
just
what I'm
the
saying,
benchmark.
Though, yeah, I overall.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Probably not. Not at that point. But here's the thing. I'm going to give you some numbers as well. 7-8-4-4. Those are some of the recent records, win totals of the Patriots, right, which goes in line with if you have the quarterback.
Years.
I know.
I mean, I'm giving you 12 seasons.
I know, but I can't take 2013 and apply to 2025. Otherwise, right, we would do that with the Knicks. Like, you know, eventually you break out of the bad stuff.
How about just go by the last 3 years?
Yes. Well,
what if Joe Shane's back?
That supports what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think he'll
be
back.
And then what if he's not? Then it's a new GM in play. You know what I mean? Sometimes those things take time.
Hey, Sal, there's a lot of variables. That's why I think the Giants need a big boy in there, like a McCarthy, somebody who's done it. I don't know that they'll do that. I think that they're probably more inclined to do that this cycle than previous ones with McAdoofus, as you call him, and Shermer and all the other coaches, right? Judge. I think it's going to be different. And if it is, with the upgrade in coaching, with a quarterback who I love, I don't think it's nuts to think the Giants can make a big step forward. But that's also trusting the organization to finally do the smart thing, which is something they have not done for a while.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.